Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to the Holtcast for another match preview. We're doing a bit of a different match preview. So if you're a long-term Holtcast listener, you would have heard some of these near the beginning of last season. Hopefully we'll bring these back and hopefully you guys enjoy them. Cole Pettum here, as always. I've given Danny Raza the day off, of course. How generous of me. But of course, we actually have a Leeds fan. So this will be an opposition preview. And of course, we have Paul Morrison from at Leeds That on Twitter, and it's leadsthat.com as well. Paul, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure. So let's not waste any time, Paul. Let's dive right into it. So of course, Leeds coming up, of course, this season. It's been about, 16 odd years or so, and you guys are finally back, in my opinion, where you belong. Too big to be down in the Championship. There's a few clubs down there that, in my opinion, should be in the Premier League just based on their size, and it's a shame where they are. But of course, like I said, you guys are back. 7 points thus far, 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. So I guess we'll get to it first. How have you found life back in the Premier League?
Surreal, mainly because I've had a season ticket for 18 years. When I got a season ticket, we'd just, it was the summer we sacked David O'Leary before he came to you guys. And then we sold Rio Ferdinand and had a relegation struggle that season unexpectedly, went down the next year, then I've stuck with it for 16 years and now I'm not allowed to go to matches.
That's commitment, that's for sure. Of course.
The whole Leeds That thing is, it's like, it's essentially, it means typical Leeds, like doing a Leeds, some of that kind of thing. It's everything's going your way, and then Leeds That is sort of a bit of a Yorkshire saying. So the fact that we got promoted, won the league, and not allowed to go is very much a Leeds That moment.
Oh, for sure. No, it's a shame. I mean, you kind of saw in various spots they're doing testers this season to see if fans can come back. And unfortunately, I won't get too political, but the mindset of apparently the many are still skewed and think somehow this virus won't affect them and it's getting worse. But nonetheless, we'll get back to it because, of course, Bielsa is your manager. In my opinion, he's done a superb job, if I can get that word out correctly. Of course, admired by the one and only Pep Guardiola as well. So he's well known in those managerial circles. What are your thoughts on him and I guess on your start as a whole? Because if I was a Villa fan looking at last season, 7 points out of the first 5 matches, I would have bitten your hand off.
I think everybody would have bitten your hand off for 7 points starting off, and I will probably talk about it a little bit more, but the way the 7 points have come, they've all been ultimately tight games that could have gone either way, really. So it's we could have had a lot more than 7 points. We could easily have had very few. So it's been an interesting start. The game the other night was very, very tight margins. I personally didn't expect Wolverhampton to set up to play so deep and allow us to play our game. I think that shows the level of respect that they had for us as a newly promoted side, that they set up so rigidly to play on the break, when I think a lot of people may have associated Wolves with a bit more of an attacking and flowing. When they went up from the Championship, certainly, and I think they've taken that into the Premier League, they're in a lot of, a transitional moment for them. Some of their big players have gone. But, yeah, on the whole, everybody would have taken that. I don't think anybody expected us to get to this game to be playing Aston Villa in the position that you guys are in, though.
For regular listeners of the Holtcast, they already know that me and Danny and a few other guests we've had on are an absolute joy. It's been 90 years since we've had four wins in a row in the Premier League, or I guess in the old first division, definitely in those days. So yeah, it's extremely unexpected. I would have probably taken 7 points given our start last season as well, but no, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm kind of jumbling my words here, but I'm just happy for that. But getting back to Leeds, of course, because that's the focus for this. Of course, you started the season with a 4-3 loss to Liverpool and then 1-4-3 against Fulham. And then since then, it's been very marginal scorelines, kind of as you've touched on, with it being one or two goals. And of course, I think you kept a clean sheet in the match prior to the Wolves game, I'm thinking correctly. So kind of adjusting to life back in the Premier League very quickly, especially in a defensive kind of aspect, because, well, I guess if you look at it for this season so far, Paul, most teams can't even defend. So how impressed have you kind of been with their turnaround in terms of defensive performances?
Hugely. And the key thing that you guys are probably going to find an exploit is that going into that first game, our captain and centre-back, Liam Cooper, was injured unexpectedly just going into it in the Liverpool game. So we started with Pascal Struijk, who's a 19-year-old defender who has played mainly in the under-23s, had made the odd appearance towards the back end of last season, but more in a defensive midfield role as cover. And then Robin Koch, who's a German international who we'd signed on the Tuesday. So the Liverpool game was starting two centre-halves who'd never played together before in a competitive manner and had only trained together two or three times before. So that game was just two sides open, going sort of hell for leather. Similar frailties exposed in the Fulham game. And then from that point, the Sheffield United game and the Manchester City game were really impressive. And it looked as though Cooper and Koch were forming a really strong partnership. And Koch's come in and really settled. Now, one of the things that Bielsa does is he often takes a lot of time to bed players in. There's only been two or three that have gone straight into the starting lineup, sort of out of necessity on occasion, but mainly it's because to get in, you have to impress him and you have to be well-versed in the system. And so Robbie Koch's been sensational, and he was the other night. Liam Cooper was a doubt. He picked up a knock on international duty whilst away with Scotland. And so it was Koch and Struijk again the other night. Cooper was past fit and then pulled up in the warm-up. So it was to say that Struijk came in 2 minutes before the game, literally 2 minutes before the game, and played as if, you know, he'd been playing there for many years. It was impressive. So I think some teams have identified, or seem to think, when I've looked on other teams' forums, that they think that we have, that they say Leeds can be got at, Leeds have a soft underbelly. But although we had Ben White, who's gone back to Brighton, we were very strong defensively last season. And I think Bielsa's philosophy really is that the strongest form of defence is attack. So if we have the ball, then the other team can't attack in that way. So, yeah, it's a curious thing because Calvin Phillips has now picked up an injury and he sits in front of the defence and he's rumoured to be out, well, rumoured by the club to be out for up to 6 weeks potentially. So that makes a huge difference. Bielsa operates a really small squad. He believes that having a harmonious squad that's smaller, where everybody can play two or three positions, you get more out of it. But when you get, we've also got a Spanish international centre half, Llorente, who got injured on international duty as well and is yet to make an appearance. So we're down to the bare bones defensively. We're there to be got at on Friday, certainly.
Okay, that's fair enough. So kind of going, actually, before we even get into the kind of game mindset, I always kind of thought this was odd because I feel like this stems really from one thing, and I could be wrong and perhaps you'll correct me. Villa Leeds as a rivalry. Do you think it's a rivalry? What are your thoughts on that? Because I only think back to that game in the championship. I think it was our promotion season where we had to walk the ball in the net because Bielsa basically gave us the go-ahead to do so with some controversy before that. So what are your thoughts on that quote-unquote rivalry, if it even exists?
It does stem from that in the short-term history. I don't think there's anything hugely prior to that. It's I think Villa have just been another club that's we haven't had, like, we've got many mini rivalries, but this one seems to stem out of that situation. Possibly tinged, I'll try and be as unbiased as possible, from the fact that having had that incident and then us failing to get promoted and seeing Villa go on to get promoted that season, there might have been a hint of bitterness around it, particularly from our end. But I'd mitigate that by saying that, we love Bielsa. People love Bielsa. And some of the words that John Terry was seen on video calling him were disgraceful, considering, A, he's a role model, and B, he's the man who's just allowed you to score that goal. So I think there were some things that were said in the heat of the moment there that probably caused that to flare up. But then equally from that point, there have been instances that weren't to do with Leeds, but where Villa have been in similar positions and don't seem to have taken the sporting way of resolving things, which has just led fans to continue it whilst there wasn't a direct on the pitch rivalry.
No, that's actually a very well balanced answer, so thank you for that. Because, like, to be honest, I think now, especially in a manager mindset or a player mindset, this is probably way past it. If anything, it's probably just your random Twitter beef from people that are still holding on to things from days past. But I guess we'll see on Friday how much that really comes out, and maybe, of course, on Thursday, the day this drops. But nonetheless, let's get back onto the game. You've previously kind of mentioned your injuries, Paul, but going kind of into this game, how are you feeling about it as a whole? Because, like, from a Villa perspective, I'm still hesitant because, albeit we've beaten Leicester, we've beaten Liverpool, Fulham are Fulham this season, in my opinion. They're probably already down. Sheffield United seem in a right mess at the moment. So it's kind of like we're coming up against teams that either have injuries or things just aren't clicking for them. So for us, it's either going to kind of kick in if maybe we pick up an injury to a key player, or if we just have an off day. I guess you could maybe look at our squad depth as well, because we don't really have that when you look at our bench. So as a Leeds fan, from your perspective, how do you feel about this game?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. So our fixtures have been relatively similar at the start of the season, and it's true of Wolves as well. The two wins that Wolves had before we played them were against Sheffield United and Fulham. The two wins that we've had are against Sheffield United and Fulham, and they're two of the teams that were on your list as well. So the difference is there that you blew Liverpool out of the water. And I mean, you know, we pushed them, and it makes, after that result, it made us think maybe we should have got a bit more out of Liverpool, which is a ridiculous thing to think. I think this is the kind of result, this kind of fixture where you would have certainly on paper before the season started have been looking to pick up a point, because no disrespect to your current situation, obviously you just stayed up at the end of last year. So a team which has seemed to have created its own momentum, which is great, but it can go either way. Against a team like we've carried our momentum with us, it's certainly an intriguing matchup. I said on our podcast the other night that I felt that if we were going into this and it was an away fixture, a proper away fixture, then I would have been more apprehensive. Partially because when you can go to home fixtures, even though you don't really, but you feel like you can have a little bit of an influence because you're there and you're part of it. Whereas I do think it does seem to be without the crowds that it is a bit more of a leveler. Home or away doesn't seem to matter as much. So it's not like the big Aston Villa away game for us. It's just we're playing Aston Villa on Friday.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think, like, especially in the climate we're in with COVID and of course the tail end of last season, whether it be the Championship or the Premier League, and especially this season in the Premier League, I think it's just the case of whoever can acclimatize to the situations we're given the quickest. And I think we're arguably two of the teams that have just done that the best. And you can see with even your traditional top six or top eight, it's kind of all over the place. You look at Everton as well, and they're just up there flying with new recruits. They don't have pressure on their back regardless. Even looking at that Merseyside derby this past weekend, it didn't really feel the same. You have those two teams out there, but the pressure's basically off due to no atmosphere. So I think it's affecting a lot of players without them actually even coming out and saying it. But nonetheless, I'm sure we'll both take how our seasons are going so far. But before we kind of wrap things up here, Paul, what would a score prediction from you be for this game on Friday night?
I think that I can't see Aston Villa, obviously, setting up anything other than trying to play on the front foot. We'll play on the front foot. We are lacking in cover at the back, so I can definitely see us conceding. So, but hopefully we will find our scoring touch again, because that was the only thing that we were missing on Monday night. And if we'd have scored early against Wolves, it would have been a totally different game. So I will go for 2-2. And that's hopeful rather than that. I would be chuffed with a draw given the circumstances. Ah, that was another part of the rivalry. Maybe the other game that season was the game where we came back at just before Christmas when we were 2-0 down and went on to win 3-2. So there were a few feisty moments in that little Championship season between the clubs. I'd take a 2-2 draw right now.
That's fair. See, this is such a weird thing to say, but I was more nervous looking at probably our first 10 fixtures about the Leeds game than I was the Liverpool game. Because I think when you come up against those sides, you're kind of just kind of managing expectation, thinking if you get anything, it's a bonus. So to be honest, anything we've gotten this season, probably aside from Fulham and you can maybe argue Sheffield United, has really been a bonus. So I think this one's an interesting one. Do we concede more? We've only conceded two. I still don't know how that's possible given last season, but nonetheless, I'm also going to kind of go borderline. It seems to be working when I go borderline, we win. So I'll kind of table that expectation and continue with that. So I'll go, you know what? I'll match you. I'll go 2-2 as well. I just see a lot of counterattacking here. For all we know now, it could be 0-0 now that we said that, knowing our luck. But nonetheless, I think we're in for an interesting game. But before we wrap things up, Paul, would you like to go ahead and just kind of plug your stuff?
Well, I don't know to what extent an Aston Villa fan would enjoy our thing, but we do a match preview and review that goes out after the game, so you'd be able to hear our thoughts from a Leeds perspective on how the game's gone. So it's just a Leeds That podcast. Check us out on Spotify and all the regular podcast providers. And it's been, thank you for having me on. It's been great to have a chat.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, if you want to find me on Twitter, it's at Talk Aston Villa. You, of course, tweet us at 7500 to Holt. And if you want to email in, it's holtcast@gmail.com. We will be back probably Sunday or Monday for the review of the Leeds game that's on Friday. But nonetheless, up the Villa.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.